we've noticed the last several years that we've ended our conference with communion together, which is really wonderful. Except what we've noticed is a lot of the guys were here physically, but they weren't here mentally. Their mind was ready to just get the cup, get the juice, and get out of here, you know? And I just thought that we talked about this last year. We thought, you know what? Satan is ripping us off. This is one of the great treasures that God has given us, that we commune one with another. And so we wanted to have a time of communion right here, right now. So I'm going to invite Mark Garrett to come back up. Pastor Mark, if you'll lead us in communion. And the pastors, if you guys will come, you know where you're supposed to be that are going to serve us. We thought it's appropriate that the pastors serve us, not because they're special, but because they're called to be servants. And this is the greatest thing we can do is to serve you men. And so I'll turn it over to you. Oh, yeah, Brian. These are the kind of pastors that are leading Calvary Chapel churches. Tell us about your first communion.
Well, I got saved in January of 1994 at the Gospel Rescue Mission up in Grants Pass. Any gospel guys here? Woo! I took my first communion at the Applegate Church, where John Corson was the pastor at. And it was a Friday night service. I remember going to it. And so I didn't know anything about communion. So John Corson had like these full loaves of bread sitting at the front and these little cups of juice. And, you know, I was really hungry. So I went down there and I was thinking, this is great. And I just started eating this bread, just going to town on it. There was like a whole loaf. So I was down there for a while. And, you know, obviously I got thirsty. And I was looking. I was like, man, these cups are so small. So I'm eating this bread. I was just drinking one cup after another. And I know my friend that invited me, I could see him at the corner of my eye, and he was just standing there in horror, you know, and I thought it was a buffet or something. I just was having a good time eating bread and drinking these little cups of juice, and so that's probably not the way to come to the communion table, but that was my first communion.
Well, we pushed away from one table, and now we're going to come to another. Probably one more important, actually, for the believer in Jesus Christ. There's no more intimate time than to be able to come to the communion table and partake together of the bread and the juice, the symbols of the body and blood of Jesus. And so just a couple of things. The guys are going to hand out the bread first. And so what I'd like you to do, if you will, is just hold on to that so that we can all partake together. And then the same with the cup, they will be handing those out. And just hold on to them, we'll partake together. And that way we can just be in fellowship with one another. For the new believers out there, I like I said earlier, I'm excited that you get to share in communion your first day as a child of God. How awesome is that? You know, and if you're not sure what to do, don't follow our previous speaker. Just kind of look to the right and to the left and you'll figure it out. We'll partake together and it'll be a grand thing. But the other thing I wanted to mention is, you know, there's some of you that perhaps are here still have not submitted your life to Jesus. And this time is a wonderful opportunity for you to do that, because really what we're doing is remembering the sacrifice that Jesus made for us on the cross. And so you don't have to come forward to do that business. You can do it right where you're seated. And I would encourage you to just have a conversation with God and just say, you know what, I've done it my own way for a long time. I'm tired. I need a Savior because I know I'm a sinner. Jesus, forgive me of my sin. Come into my life and make me the person you want me to be. That prayer in faith, man, translates you from the kingdom of darkness to the kingdom of light. Brand new start. And so I really strongly encourage you to do that. And for those of us who are believers, Brother Dave is going to be leading us in worship and the guys, as the guys are handing out the elements. Perhaps a good time just to have a conversation with God ourselves, just to get close to Him, to have communion with Him before we take communion. And so I encourage you to do that. So why don't we go ahead and start handing out the elements. One thing I'd like to just share with you as the guys are doing this, just briefly, before Dave leads us in worship, is in Luke chapter 22, Jesus is preparing to share the last Passover meal with the guys, and he says something very interesting in verse 15. He says, "With desire, I have desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer." And we say it in the modern day vernacular, "Man, I'm excited, guys, to share this meal with you." And I want you to know this morning, this afternoon now, that Jesus is excited that you're coming to the table to meet with Him, because that's what we're doing. I mean, certainly we're connected with one another, but we're also joining with Him. So let's just approach the table with great expectation and great appreciation for what the Lord has done for us. As Jesus was joining with the disciples in that upper room for the last Passover meal, it was a time of great intimacy, a time of great closeness, and it was there that He established the new covenant, moving from the law to grace. And as He talked to them, He said, "You know, not only have I desired to partake of this meal with you, but I'm going to present these things to you to partake of, that you might understand and know the reality of what I'm going to do." And in John chapter 6, He would say, "I am the bread of life. I am the living bread which came down from heaven. If any man eat of this bread, he shall live forever." And for us as believers in Jesus Christ, that becomes very much a reality. And as we partake of this bread, although it is a symbol, an element, a picture of the body of Christ, there is a mystery wrapped up in the communion table. There is an empowerment that takes place. There is a closeness that happens. So the Lord, as He ministered to them, would say, "I want you to take of this bread. This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." And Father, we thank you so much, Lord, for the precious gift of our Savior, for the precious body of Jesus, Lord, for that which was broken for us. Lord, and as He was whipped and tortured, even as we heard earlier, Lord, Isaiah tells us it's by those stripes we were healed. Lord, the brokenness of His body brought healing to our lives, not only spiritually, Lord, but physically and emotionally, mentally as well, Lord. I pray, Father, that we would be those that indeed discern the Lord's body. So might He be glorified as we partake of the bread together. And I ask in Jesus' name. All right, why don't you go ahead and hand out the cup? You know, the Bible says that without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. And the world looks at what we're doing now and they go, "Ooh." And we look at what's going on now and we go, "Wow." To know that our Savior was willing to shed His blood for us. And the great thing about it is, in the Old Testament, the guys had to come back again and again and again to offer the blood of bulls and goats, because all it could do is cover the sin. We stand here today, or sit here today, knowing that our sin is forgiven. Past, present, future. White as snow. How awesome is that, guys? Set free from our past with hope for the future. Jesus says He continued with the disciples, gave them the cup, and He said, "This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you." And Father, we are forever grateful for the precious blood of our Savior, the one who laid it down for us, Lord, who laid down his life, the King of glory, Emmanuel, God with us, that we might know your heart, that we might know a relationship with you once again, Lord. And today, Lord, as we partake of this cup, I pray, Father, that you would continue, Lord, to wash us clean in the precious blood of Jesus, because it's all for your glory. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.